Andy Hall made a guest appearance yesterday on the show.
You're listening to Heather and Wicket. Mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on Laser 103.3.
It's rare to work with someone who is as close to bands as Andy Hall. So, of course, yesterday when we were mourning a loss, we had to ask Andy to join us.
Yeah, the former Slipknot drummer and one of the founding members of Slipknot, Joey Jordison, passed away 2 days ago. Andy was on the air in the afternoon here on Laser when it happened. And he was obviously emotional when he was telling the Hellraisers about the loss of, you know, one of his friends. Because like you said, he's been very close with a lot of these artists. And we had him in studio yesterday. And even, you know, half a day later, Andy felt very, very similar to when he found out the news and broke it here on Laser.
And it's incredible to me with Andy because he is light and happy and fun.
Mm-hmm.
But you can hear in his voice the weight of the words. Wicket, you asked him.
I just asked how he was doing the next day, because it was Tuesday he made the announcement. It's when we found out about it, that Joey passed at 46 in his sleep, and then to come in and talk about it, he said the feeling really hadn't changed.
I think I'm no different today than I was yesterday in that I am incredibly numb.
Mm-hmm.
I said this to you just before we went on. I feel like this happens to me all the time, where I get news like this and have to break the news to our listeners. And it's happened so many times, and in some cases, it's people that I'm closely connected to. So anybody that was listening yesterday just short of 4 o'clock when I got the news, that was real unfiltered me. That was not polished radio guy. That was me, kind of like now, just talking through my emotions, my range of emotions. I have felt a lot of sadness over the past 12, 15 hours, however many hours it's been. But mostly just numb. I just can't believe it.
46 years old, former Slipknot drummer Joey Jordison has passed away. When did you meet him?
I met him. He was, you know, one of the first people I met when I moved to Des Moines 21 years ago was Paul Gray. And Paul also passed away, unfortunately. This was back in May of 2010. And he and Joey were architects of Slipknot. I mean, if it weren't for those two, there would not be a Slipknot. And through Paul, I met Joey and made quick friends, because Joey could be friends with anybody. Joey was a sweetheart of a guy. In fact, I went back yesterday and I listened back to a bit of an interview I did with him back in, I don't know what year it was, but at the very end, he said something that he said every time. I realized now that he says this at the end of every interview I ever had with Joey, whether it was in the studio here or over the phone or whatever. Love you, Andy. He said the words, love you, Andy. Hmm. And I listened to that over and over and over yesterday. And part of the interviews were his laugh, too. He just had such a great laugh. But anyway, I met him through Paul. And the two of them, of course, were best friends. So Joey, this hit Joey really hard when Paul passed. And it's just so sad.
Andy Hall, guest appearance yesterday. If you missed it, just getting into it again. It was a heavy day, and I think you can hear that in his voice.
Yeah, the entire thing is over at laser1033.com if you want to hear the entire conversation. And you know, to be that close to a band that means so much to Des Moines, that means so much to Iowa, you know, it is incredible, like you said, that he has that relationship with Slipknot still to this day with Corey and everything. And there's a lot of questions, you know, about the breakup and things like that. Knotfest is still happening. The guys in the band have gone dark with their social media and all that. So people who are wondering, are they still going to have Knotfest? Well, yeah, Joey hasn't been the drummer for 8 years, but I'm sure there's going to be something around the passing of Joey at this year's Knotfest.
And all of us have experienced some sort of grief. And when you are grieving, it is hard to find the motivation to turn up the corners of your mouth. Having a smile is very difficult when you are in the initial stages of grief. So I asked Andy, hey, you know, when you have passed through this hard time, I want to know about a memory that is going to inspire a smile from you.
I want people to know that Joey was an incredible human being. He had his demons like we all do. But Joey, deep down, was a sweetheart of a guy, hell of a musician, between, you know, local bands like Modafinius that he was a part of, and, of course, the Rejects back in the day, which then became the Murder Dolls later, Slipknot, of course, and then all these, you know, fill-in opportunities he had for bands like Metallica. He played drums for Rob Zombie at Laserfest in 2010. That was a big deal. If you want to see footage of that, check out the Mars Needs Women video from Rob Zombie. That was that show. They filmed it at Laserfest, and so pretty cool. But the memory that I'm going to take with me is it was like the second time that I ever sort of hung out with him and a bunch of people. It was at Harry Mary's on University, which no longer exists, sadly. But I had met Joey once already, and we kind of hit it off, and everything was cool. We were friendly. And I had been told at the time that when Joey's out, he kind of likes to be left alone and doesn't really socialize very much, right? Aside from his close circle. So I saw him out the second time, which was a few weeks later, and he was just kind of with like one other person, and I saw him across the room, and I just kind of left him alone, because at the time I still was like, I want to respect this. And I had turned my back, I ordered a drink, I was sitting down talking to Gus, the bartender there at Harry Mary's, and I get a tap on my shoulder, and he goes, "Hey, bleep hole. When were you gonna come over and buy me a drink?" I will never forget that for as long as I live, that Joey came up to me after only one meeting between the two of us, recognized me across the room, and went out of his way to come over and call me a bleep hole. When were you going to come over and buy me a drink, you bleep hole? So that's a funny memory, and I think that really broke the ice for me in terms of our relationship. Going forward from then on, I never, ever, ever ignored him when he was in a room.
Joey, my friend Joey, is what Andy said yesterday. My friend Joey, and a few of us have that relationship with artists, celebrities, and when they pass, we still feel it, but Andy felt it a lot in the last couple of days, so it was really important for us to have him on yesterday talking about it as we all grieve the loss.
If you want to hear the entire thing, it's up on the Facebook page, it's up on the Laser Twitter page, it's up on laser1033.com, it's on our SoundCloud page. It really was 9 minutes of unfiltered Andy Hall talking about what I think so many people are talking about. So check it out again, laser1033.com.
Coming up on Heather and Wicked,
Aaron Rodgers speaks, and he torches his team when he hit the podium for the first time in training camp. Wicket's World in 9 minutes.
You're hanging with Heather and Wicket.
Good morning!
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, and we're in trouble.
Mornings on Laser 103.3.